Thank you for holding. Is this David?
Yes.
Hi, David. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
All right.
Good. Good. That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over pricing. Did she do a good
Okay.
job of explaining why we were calling you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any specific questions for me in regards to the listing or how we'd be able to help
Just
your company?
all I wanted to say is home elevator repair
Yeah.
and service.
For residential and
And
commercial, right? Even the apartment complexes?
no,
No?
only home.
Okay.
Only home.
Okay. So we're looking to target what, Beverly Hills?
Beverly Hills, Malibu, Hollywood Hills,
Yeah. It has to be
Santa
pretty
Monica.
wealthy to have a repair in their
Yeah,
home,
right.
elevator in
You're
their home.
not looking for, right, Tahunga or Inglewood. No, probably not too many of them there.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up in Newport Beach, California, and I've only came across
Okay,
probably
yeah.
like two of them. Yeah,
No, Newport's got a lot of them, but that's a little far for me to drive.
it's a ways away. That's where we're stationed, actually. That's where we're calling you from.
Okay.
Yeah, we're in Newport Beach. Pretty much if you go down the 405, right before you hit Irvine in Newport Beach, there's a Google headquarters right off the side of the freeway there.
Okay.
And that's where we operate out of.
All right.
But did you have any particular questions about the placement aside from just how like where we're going to place you and the pricing structure? Is there anything else?
Just the pricing is what I'm worried about now. Tell me the
Yeah, it's the service area that you're trying to target that's
damage.
going to make it kind of costly when you're just starting out. I mean, the Beverly Hills area in particular is what's running up your rate. And you got to be
Okay.
really trusted. You know, you guys fall into the category kind of like the locksmith where we're letting you into people's residence, really wealthy people.
Right.
And then usually those people want,
Very wealthy.
yeah, usually
Done
those,
many movie stars.
right. Yeah, usually those people
Many,
want trusted,
yeah.
you know, background screen individuals.
Right.
We
So.
do offer Google Guarantee, which, you know, they do an extensive background screening on you.
All right.
But you know, I can do that without charging extra. But just to shoot you straight on it, because of the service area you're covering, you know, the lowest I'd be able to get you going would be $499 per month.
$4.99 per month.
Just because of that Beverly Hills area. But I mean, if you really think about it, with the kind of work that you do, I mean, even if you know, even if just bringing one or two new clients in from Beverly Hills, I'm sure that would offset the cost of the program, pretty consistently. That's not counting, you know, Malibu or if we get you over into like Pacific Palisades, you know, Hollywood, the Hills area.
So that's only Beverly Hills.
No. That's all of them. That's Beverly Hills, Hollywood, Malibu, Pacific Palisades. She was asking. I could even branch into like Glendale and Pasadena, but I don't know how much. Well, maybe Pasadena, but I don't know how much there'd be for you in Glendale.
There's a few in Glendale, but right.
Yeah, it's a pretty large service area that Tara's requested to cover here. You know, I mean, it's almost
Okay.
greater Los Angeles. So the companies that are doing this now would be like Diamond Home Elevator. I don't know if you've heard of them at all.
I've heard of them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
there's Southern California Elevator as well. It's a pretty popular one, but we would have to implement review monitoring for you too, because for some reason these guys get like 1-star, 2-star ratings on here.
All elevator companies have bad ratings.
Oh, is that what it is? I don't know why I didn't notice
Yeah.
that ever
You
before,
go
but
look
yeah.
at Otis or any of the big companies.
Yeah.
Right, because when you come out to fix an elevator and you do a bunch of repairs on it, it doesn't repair it, and they didn't want to rebuild it, then get back ratings.
Yeah, then they get all mad at you like it's your fault. Yeah.
It's my
They've
fault that
been
your
consistently
1935 elevator needs a
Yeah.
tremendous amount of work. All right, so but my question is, I call it cancel it after each month, or is that a
Yeah, I mean, if you're unhappy with the service, you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. You know, we don't have guys up there that aren't up there willing.
Home elevator repair when they Google it, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, we actually would list you for up to 15 keywords at a time, so you can hand select what you're found for. If you just want to focus on that one, then, you know, obviously then we could do that, but...
Home elevator repair.
Mm-hmm.
Or residential elevator repair.
Yeah, I'm sure there's more of them than you think, and the good thing is there's a system called Google Analytics. We'll do a client interview with you when we set it up.
Okay.
So I would just secure the listing and get you the placement, take it off the board, and then they would do a client interview tomorrow. But they have a system called Google Analytics that lets us see what keywords are being searched the most in your industry and in these service areas. So that way we won't have to guess on what's actually getting looked at and typed in and what's actually qualified. And then obviously we will present those to you, but you get to kind of cherry pick what you're found for. You have final say on everything.
Okay, I think I'll go for it.
Yeah, you'll love it. I mean, if you, I can't imagine you being able to market your business any other way, really, because it's so niche.
No.
Yeah. So.
Right.
All right. So I'm gonna create your Google business profile and submit it to Google for verification. So we just need to verify some pretty basic information about your company and you. Okay. What's your last name, David?
Cotton. Cotten.
E-N, okay. And then Field, you said? Cottonfield?
No, David Cotton.
Oh, Cotton.
David.
Okay.
Cotten.
Okay. And you're the sole owner of the company?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing?
homeelevatorrepair@gmail.com.
Okay, let me update. All right, and the primary line of contact is going to be this line that we're on currently?
Yep.
Okay.
And I might have, I'm selling at my other business, so I should be getting a couple of different numbers. I can call and put those on at a later date.
Yeah, let me send you a text now with my direct number and extension.
Okay.
And then that way... if you want me to make a change like that, you could just call me directly and I could swap it out for you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to text it to you now. Just say, hi, this is John on it. All right. Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
7 to 4 Monday through Thursday.
7 to 4 Monday, Thursday. Okay. And closed on Saturday and Sunday, or emergency services available?
Service available.
Okay, that way you could charge a little extra, huh?
Oh, yeah. You don't like that.
I'm sure they don't mind in Beverly Hills. I doubt they'll even look at the middle.
No, they're well-to-do people look out of their after their dollar more than well.
Yeah, I have a guy who he has 1,600 extra space storage locations. He lives in Beverly Hills. He owns all of the extra space storage companies in the United States, and he lives in Beverly Hills. And I remember when I signed them up, he was just so, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to call him obnoxious, but he was just like, you know. Yeah. He felt like he hadn't worked in years, and he was just reading off addresses for me so that we can promote each individual one. But we went through probably about 1,400 of them in a three-week period of just setting up these accounts, and He was difficult to deal with, and he didn't give a crud about the bill. He really didn't.
I've worked for very well-to-do people, and they don't count to pennies.
Yeah.
Some of them will.
They understand. You got to market them in order for them to be successful. So it's just, I mean, he probably was rarely ever spent time actually managing it. I think he had so much stuff delegated that he just he seemed kind of distraught that he had to go through that whole process. Like, why did I not have some, aren't I paying somebody to do this? You know, he probably was somewhere. Yeah, but it was interesting experience. Okay. But Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your company. It's called a PIN verification letter. What's the best street address that I could send that to?
1900 mm-hmm. Parkdale Place.
All one word, Parkdale?
Yep.
Okay, I found it. 91011?
Yep, 91011, La Cunada.
Yep, I got it. All right, La Cunada, Flint Ridge, correct?
Flint Ridge, yep.
Okay, got it. Now, you can hide this address on Google if you like. I mean, nobody's coming to you, right?
Well, I have to get a different address, yeah.
Okay, I'll hide it for you. It'll still have your city, state, and zip code on your listing, but it won't have the actual street address. You don't got to worry about anybody showing up to your doorstep. Now, we will build you a really nice website. It's a custom website design, and we're not charging you anything extra for it. But do you have a logo or maybe some photos that we can – nothing like that?
Nothing like that to speak of.
Yeah, I would imagine most of the jobs you go out on, too, they're not going to be taking pictures in there. And make people real.
No, a lot of people don't want you to.
Yeah, that'd make me uncomfortable. I grew up in Newport Beach. Yeah. I would be like, eh, you know. All right, so I got your business profile set up here. For that client interview tomorrow, what's your schedule look like?
How about 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon?
Let me see. I don't know because we usually go 7 to 4. We do this all over the U.S.
How about the day after? I'm working in Hollywood Hills, and my phone doesn't work very well where we're at.
Yeah, I know how that is. I'm actually going over there on Friday. I'm going to take my wife and son over to Universal Studios on Friday.
Better you than me.
I'm just waiting for this rain to stop, you know. The rain's been killing me. This weather.
It's going to be raining tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah. I was looking on the weather. I don't think it's going to stop until Thursday afternoon, and then that Friday would be sunny.
Yeah.
So it's a pain. But, I have tomorrow, anytime between 7 and 4. If you're not available then, I can shoot for Wednesday. Anytime between 7 and 4.
Let's do Wednesday 7.
7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not too early for you?
No, I'm up at 5.
Okay. I'm usually up about that time, too. I always go to the gym before I go to work.
Oh, geez.
It's the only time I have. I got two little ones and, you know.
How old?
I had a 3-year-old and then a 1-year-old. We went back to back, and the 1-year-old's really 22 months. So 2 months and 1 day from today, he'll be 2. And then I'll have almost a 4-year-old. My son's birthdays are June 3rd and April 28th. So.
It's almost time for T-ball.
Yeah, I know. It's they're already, you know, I'm already yelling, don't throw the ball in the house. The little one doesn't get it, but yeah, it's... It's fun.
Nerf
though.
Balls aren't so bad.
Yeah, but they got these, like, they'll throw everything, you know? They got rocks.
Right.
Yeah, whatever they can will their arm
get
to chuck, they chuck. Yeah, it's pretty nuts. So it's a blessing, though. I got both boys, too, so I'm not complaining. I'm sure I'll be
I got a
happy old man.
Year old.
Oh, yeah? How's the teen years treating you?
Good. So far, really good.
You got a boy as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. The boys are, I feel like they're a little duller in the head, but they're, for us, it's, we relate to them a little better. My nieces are a lot smarter than my sons, I noticed that. The girls are, they got a six.
Smart in a different way.
Yeah. I think for my boys figure things out with their hands really well.
Right.
Blocks and playing and climbing on, they develop physically, they're a lot smarter and they figure things out. But I noticed mentally, both the girls, they just start talking like really tiny.
Right.
Yeah, my boys took a while, you know. My youngest, they were saying, oh, he should know 10 words.
Einstein didn't talk until he was like 5.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? My grandfather, graduated from Huntington High School, class of 52. You could look this guy up. His name's Fred Blodgett on my mom's side. And he chauffeured President Eisenhower. He went to the Secret Service, and he chauffeured President Eisenhower. But he had pictures with Einstein. He was born in 36, I want to say. Or, I don't know, they bombed Hiroshima on his 10th birthday. It was like August 6th of 46. August 6th of 35 or 36.
I had some uncles that went, and my dad went to the war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not all of them came back.
Yeah, yeah. His whole family was military, but he was so smart, he met Einstein. So when he went, he said he took this aptitude test or whatever, and then he was the last guy called, and then they said, oh, you're going to the White House. And he ended up being Eisenhower's driver for 2 years of 4 years. So,
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But he had pictures with Einstein, so that I used to show that to people growing up. Like, my grandfather was a genius. He knew Einstein. You know, yeah. And then everybody wonders why I do this for a living.
The American jobs aren't so much around anymore. It's all computer technology.
Yeah, that's kind of why
I grew up in Walnut.
Oh, yeah.
You could get a regular job and buy a house.
Yeah, that's not happening out here. Yeah, we knew already in elementary school who was still going to be in Newport and who wasn't. the teachers would kind of give them that look, like, okay, you're going to have to find somewhere else to live when you get older unless you're inheriting it.
So it was
interesting. All right, so I got your profile set up. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to that client interview. I actually did send it already to your email, the home elevator repair at Gmail.
All right, let me... I see your, hang on.
And then they're going to text you 1 hour before, and it should be under Jazwan, and then client interviews, and then it'll have your email in there, and it'll say client interview local splash.
Okay, yeah, I got something here.
Okay.
And then what is your phone number? I can call you back. I've got a piece of paper right here.
Oh, nice. I texted it to you, but I'll read it off to you. So it's 877.
Okay. 77.
Uh-huh. 635.
635.
Mm-hmm. 6225.
6225. And your name?
My name is Jonathan. My last name is Hill. John. But I go by John. Yeah, just John.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the client interview technician, I'm actually going to call you first, and I'll introduce you to him.
Okay.
And then he'll walk you through it. He'll have a lot of the keywords set up and ready to go for you. I'm going to have him start working on it now. And then they're going to send that pin out. The pin usually takes 5 to 7 days. I would say you get it about this time next week. There is a 5-digit number on the back of that pin that I need from you when it comes in. Okay. And we only got to do that once, okay? And then just Google wants to verify, and that'll give them peace of mind that they did their due diligence on you, okay?
All right.
And then let me go pin. Okay, client interview confirmed. All right. Send over subscription terms. Okay. All right, so I got the business profile set up and ready to launch. In terms of securing your first month's payment of the $499, David, how did you want to do that?
Oh, isn't that under the new Obama health care?
The heck with that guy. He was almost as bad as Biden, huh? No wonder they were buddies. Yeah.
Yeah, ready for the numbers.
Yeah, I'm ready for you.
4259.
4259.
0720.
0720.
5006.
5006.
2180.
2180. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/26.
Okay, and then three-digit number on the back. Oh, one more time.
I have a joke for you. 426.
Okay. What's the joke?
426. I have a solution to stop homelessness, stop global warming, pay down the deficit to zero, make the Republicans and Democrats work together, correct 70% of the medical in America, get us off of Middle Eastern and Russian oil all in one simple slice.
Donald Trump?
No. All you got to do is take the 120 million Americans that are in on welfare, homeless, receiving money from us,
yeah,
put them on a bicycle, hook the chain to a generator, and have them pump away for 2 hours a day for their money. But then wait. If they go 4 hours a day, I'll fill their crack pipe a whiskey bottle. So after 2 hours of pumping, out pops the crack pipe. And the faster you pedal, the faster you get it. So you got your clean electricity, you got your crack addicts, you, no more generators pumping.
You can
power your electric cars.
That is 99.9% of the problem is people living off of
free
money. I don't understand that. I never understood that. And I don't know how they, isn't it designed for them to not be able to afford anything? Like how do they?
Well, that's how they get votes. They buy the votes.
Yeah.
If you're on welfare, are you going to vote for a Republican that's going to take it away from you?
Yeah, man.
No.
The Dems stay in house, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
So. Alrighty.
Well, one of these days we'll have somebody with some brains in there. I just feel like we were close, but Trump was just so outspoken. That was his problem. Sometimes I was like, man, I see what you're saying, but if you would just shut up, because these people are not going to buy what you're saying.
They don't like it, right?
Yeah.
He's just with a bunch of, you know, roughneck, you know, talking trash, that's okay, but a lot of people are very sensitive in this country now.
Yeah, it's soft.
Very sensitive.
It's soft. Yeah, you know, but that's what we need. We need the good old boys running it again. I can't imagine my grandfather roll over in his grave, let me tell you, because if we got into another world war, we ain't going to make it with these rainbow fairies running around. I don't know who they expect
to save
them.
All our stuff is built in China. That's who we're going to be in war with.
Yeah, yeah, that's bad too. That's how they got there, though, is us. We're a capitalist country of people who don't want to work and build their own stuff. So they're buying things for cheap in China and selling it for more over here. Mm-hmm. And the Chinese were just like, okay, yeah. Whatever they'll do it for over there, we'll do it less. Send us your money. And they just sweatshopped their way right into being a world leader.
Right in power.
People with just no common sense nowadays. That's the problem.
No, they don't.
Going on. So, all right. So I'm going to send you an outline of the agreement in writing and a receipt. There is a little 60-second voice verification that I got to walk you through here, just as an added form of protection for you. Okay. So let me know when you're ready. I'll walk you through it.
All right. So.
Well, this is recorded, so it says, welcome to our voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Home Elevator Repair.
Thank you. And your business is incorporated, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I had it listed as Home Elevator Repair, Inc. Is that accurate, or did you want me to change it?
Yes.
No,
that's Home Elevator Repairing, yes.
Okay, thank you. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
David Cotton, President of the Corporation.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, David, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
So just to disclose everything with you, we're partnered with Google, so we know everything that you're using online.
Then I'm going to tell you, I'm in Angie List has signed me up.
No, that's fine. That's okay. Not what I'm getting at here. Yeah. I'm just letting you know, we already know what you're currently using. Anything after today is more so what we're concerned about. If somebody contacts you and you're not sure if they're trying to provide something that we already do, just politely decline. And then touch base, so that way we can make sure you're not duplicating any of your online listings or paying for something.
That's enough advertisement. In fact, probably after a couple of months, I'm going to see which one's going to work best for me.
Yeah, exactly.
For you guys. It's going to be you guys.
Yeah, that's an easy win on our part.
I'll cancel them.
They're home services based, but like I said, you're in such a niche, the majority of the leads that they're going to try to sell you aren't actually even going to be qualified for what you do. You need the specific keyword search of the Google listing, and more people are using Google than Home Advisor or Angie's List either.
So,
I'm confident with that one.
But they go to Angie's List because they're so pissed off at all the other companies.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, but they're also, I think they go to Angie's to price shop, because Angie will send that one lead to as many people as they can. They're a lead selling company. So they get one lead, they want to sell it to everybody that is in that category. So, you know, the homeowners know that, and they go, okay, then I can listen to all 10 of these guys and pick whoever's going to give me the cheapest rate. Or, you know, in your industry, they're probably looking for somebody that's not going to charge them to give them a quote, which is just, I don't know how they do that, but, you know, those guys would be going broke in no time. But that's what they look for. It's not going to be hard to beat out Angie's, right? The idea here is just I want to make sure we're not duplicating anything. The way I set up your package, you shouldn't need anything else. I mean, we're even building your site for you. There's a tracking system you'll have access to, so we'll be able to show you all the leads we're bringing in every month. Okay. And then, that's super convenient. It even records if they call you directly off of Google from their mobile device, like if they click on the call button there, it'll actually have the recording. So we could show you, hey, you remember this nice house in Beverly Hills that you went out to and you did that elevator? You quoted them $3,500 or whatever, you know? It'll be in there.
Right.
It's always nice. It's not a tangible product, but we could tangibly show you what you're getting. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. You're not binded to any kind of contract, so it's month to month. You could cancel at any time. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's February 27th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $499. However, this is a platinum bundle with Google advertising to help us target some additional areas like Beverly Hills, Hollywood, Malibu, Pacific Palisades, etc. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 27th day at $499. That won't change unless you change it. Okay, so it'll never go up. There's no additional fees or anything like that. Like I mentioned earlier, you could cancel. There's no cancellation fee or penalty if you decide to do so. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you will receive a welcome text and email. You may have those already. Have you received some messages from my company?
Yes, I've received some messages, yes.
Okay, perfect. So there's one in there. It'll say, David, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll have an outline of the subscription terms. So this way you have in black and white everything that we're doing for you, top to bottom. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it, you know, obviously authorize that this was you that conducted the transaction and set up the account. And then in your email, you'll have the invoice receipt. The invoice receipts, marketing with Google, as you know, is a business expense, so they'll always be sent over to your email, okay? You want to share that with your CPA. I know how it is out here in California when all the write-offs you can get, so you'll be able to find that in your email. All right. And then it says, I'm your dedicated account manager. There is an account management team that's going to help in fulfillment of your account. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns while using our services, feel free to contact myself or the customer service department. There's a 24/7 customer service department available to you at the same phone number. You just hit extension 1.
Okay.
Okay. And then that concludes the initial setup process. So did you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way? Or, excuse me, while we're on the voice verification, I'm sorry.
No, I'm all good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I just got the confirmation message for your client interview on Wednesday morning. If anything changes prior to then or you have any other questions, comments, or concerns, just call me directly, okay? I'll be here to help you until I feel like you got the hang of it, and then I'll take the training wheels off and let you do your thing.
All right. Thank you very much, John.
You're very welcome. You have a great rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, okay? 7 a.m.
All right. 7 a.m. All right.
Bye. Bye.